Ear. Can you hear me? Ear. Just kidding. Not kidding. So we're gonna keep it real, love. You know what I'm saying? Let me actually start it over so that we could just get into the groove. I'm gonna try not to turn it too loud so you can hear what I'm channeling or whatever, what the Holy Spirit wants me to say. And so, yeah, whatever the divine wants to say, we're gonna do that because that's what we're here for, to be the vessel, right? So, at least me, you know. But I don't speak in me terms, I speak in we terms. So, if I can do it, you could do it. If I'm doing it, you're doing it. So, we're doing it. Feel me? You like how that sounded, right? Because that's how it goes. That's what it is. Hey. Hey. So, this is my cosmic family, Adura. So, A-D-U-R-A-H. Tap in, yo. Under the Light. The album is called Love Me Now. And it's so fitting, you know what I'm saying? Because it came out on Love Day, you know what I'm saying? What others refer to, you know, I call it San, hold on, because I was trying to say the two languages. Hold on, now. I might got to say it in both. Ooh-wee, okay. All right, so, you know what I'm saying? Today, well, earlier, because it's now the 15th, but the 14th, I celebrated, St. Valentino's Day, you know what I'm saying? Heavy on the Tino part because that's the effect. In order for you to shift into a different... Did you hear that glitch? Nah, that's crazy. I'm gonna have to play this back. In order for you to... dang, that was a little crazy. Chosen. I gotta play Chosen by him. So, in order for you to... Dang. Hold on. Oh, yeah, yeah. I bet. So, pardon me. So, in order for you to shift into the vibration that you really want, you're gonna have to, like... You heard that ding? That's confirmation for the... That's another confirmation. That's how you listen to the universe. That's how you pay attention to the signs that God and the angels have for you. You know? Everybody has angels around them. Everybody has ancestors around them. Everybody has guides around them. Some in human form. So tap in. Just pay attention to who's around you and things of that nature. To be quite honest with you, in order for you to shift the spells and the dumb shit that they be trying to, you know what I'm saying, do to us and shit, which, you know, we see through because I don't know what that is, meaning I'm not giving that any energy. I am not your enemy and I am not your friend of something, someone, you know, well, something, but I, you know, I was saying it because, anyways, the Most High, I'll just say that, the Holy Spirit, had me say that like that, you know, I am the vessel, and my ancestors are tapped in with me, so they gonna speak, and they like this thing, so get, you know what I'm saying, comfortable with hearing it for as long as this message needs to be, and yeah, just, you know, turn back a little bit. But as I was saying, so it's now the 15th, and it's crazy because this feels like a Saturday to me. Like yesterday felt like a Friday of some sort or something like that. It just felt like the weekend, and I was just like, dang. It felt like the weekend. I'm sure you could probably hear me better now, and I apologize for those other 432 minutes. But, I'm sure that's where 432 hertz, you know what I'm saying, of the high vibration that you were hearing, and now you just hear me clear. Why? Because you tapped in for 4 minutes and 32 seconds, which is 432 hertz. Yeah, tap in, man. The Ronnie Led over here. Nice to meet you. How you doing? Word. So, it's now the 15th, and so yesterday, y'all know what the 14th of February be called, and so, you know, there are things that happened behind that day, and I shall not partake in that. So what did I do? Shift the motherfucking vibration to my own liking, and made it my own thing, and it worked out for me. Hopefully it works out for you. Let me show you this gem with you. So, you know what I'm saying? Saint Valentino, you know what I'm saying? Saint Valentino's Day. Word. You know what I'm saying? Happy Valentino's Day is what I celebrated. And so, it's a little different than what it's supposed to be called. Yeah, it sounds a little similar, but it's not. It really stands out. And so, equally in the vibration, it does the same thing. So, as far as like, for the vibration, with saying that, it does a way bigger thing than I can ever imagine. My brain was like trying to, you know what I'm saying, like my brain was working faster than my mouth, and it's like, even to just process what the heck I'm saying, it's like, it's so fresh because I haven't gotten a chance to really talk about this type of stuff. I mean, I have, but it's like, y'all weren't listening. So it's like, I'm going to beat y'all door down now because we the revolutionary. Right. The revolutionary. Visionary. Cautionary. Because we are walking warning signs. Believe it or not. Pay attention and proceed with caution. Yellow light. You know what I'm saying? And pay attention to your solar plexus, which is the yellow vibration. Colors, foods, you know what I'm saying? You just use your senses. Oh my god, okay, cool. So, you know, I celebrated, I celebrated Valentino's Day, you know what I'm saying, because it's a vibe. Like, my boy put out this project the day beforehand, and so what you would have done had you had this in your Apple Music or Spotify or whatever platform that this may be on. I'm going to claim that they're on all platforms, because this is a divine vessel, a divine chosen one as well. For the 144,000. And so, Under the Lights is why it's on repeat, and it's gonna stay on repeat. So I just pray to the Holy Spirit. Alright, I'm gonna turn it down a little bit, cause it's like, you know, I feel like that's a little better, but it's a vibe. Like, why turn the vibes down when you should be all the way up? Feel me? As long as you can hear me, like, that matters. And, you know, this podcast has never been about perfection or anything like that. If anything, it's been about authenticity, because if I'm not truthful with you or in a loving vibration, and regardless of whatever, how I say what I say, as long as I know that it's coming with love, if I'm not carrying those two swords of truth and love speaking to you, you're not going to resonate with me. And so, the reason why you do resonate with me, and you listen, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, you like, it's because truth will always be truth. The light will always be the light. And so, the light comes in many forms, and you just have to use discernment and know and feel it. You gotta feel it, you know what I'm saying? If you don't feel it, then you might want to beat it. Per Michael Jackson, right? So, okay. You know, big Virgo energy. You know, we here, we aligned, we assigned, and moving very divine. St. Valentino's Day kind of, you know what I'm saying, it was up and stuck for sure. Like, you know, shout out to the Most High, the Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying? All praises to the Most High. high. So it's, I would say it's like late, or nah, it's not, it's never late. It's actually just the perfect time, divine time. And so my thing is that this project, this album has, this EP, because you know y'all be calling it LPs, EPs, and all this extra detail shit when it's just music, you know. No offense to anybody at all, I'm just saying, like, it really be like that. So let me be clear, right? So yeah, this right here resonates with, I resonate at least, but I feel like this song and this album resonates with love. And so I'm very happy that this divine vessel listened and put their album out a day before St. Valentino's Day, because even, you know what I'm saying, you could still put stuff out when they're trying to harness our energy, and that's what Valentine's Day is about. Spirit's having me turn this down a little bit, so I'ma just, you know, obey. And I can just say that it's been a vibe. Like, it's been 11 minutes. This song is but a couple of minutes. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, it's on rotation. Like, I done played it at least 3 times. Probably on the 4th now. So, 3. We're going to keep it 3. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Trinity. Yeah. You know? If you know, you know. Because 3 comes in many, like, 3 just, like, always has 3 messages within it. So, even from me saying that, even that has, like, 3 different explanations for that. And it just, it keeps going. That's why it's expansion. 3 is the number of communication and expansion. You might want to look it up yourself. Yeah, just, let's get into research, guys. Let's get into research. Let's get into learning more about ourselves, wanting to be better people, wanting to elevate. You know, let's stop that bullshit that we've been doing in the past. Like, fuck it. Like, come on. Like, beam up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Beam up a lot of it. I would love that for you. I love that for you now. And I claim and decree that for you now. Because you're a star. You're chosen. You're divine for a reason. You're here for a reason. Don't you know that bullshit you went through was to let you know just how strong you are and how protected you are? Sometimes we need something so massive to happen to us, and yet still come out good, still come out okay, just to say God did it. God did it. Have you ever thought about that? Like, why do certain things happen? For what reason do certain things happen? Or do things happen in general? You know, because let's be aware. Why in general do you feel like things happen? And don't say you don't know, because we're not moving in that vibration anymore. And if you don't know, it's about saying you don't have the knowledge. Could you enlighten me? Right, you heard the octave change. Right, right. So, you know, this is why St. Valentino, San Valentino, right? Right, because I said I was going to say it in both languages. So, you hear how that sounds? It's a difference. It has a little cadence to it. You know what I'm saying? And try saying it. Try saying both, actually. Try saying the pagan holiday that everyone knows the 14th of February to be. Try saying it that way, and then try saying it how I just said it. And peep. Peep the difference. Peep the difference in how you feel. Because everything is about feeling. If you don't feel it, how can you heal it? You know what I'm saying? That was deeper for somebody. Some people, let that hit your soul real quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even gotta respond to that or think about that, just, it'll come back to you later. Cause even for me, I was just like, whoa, like, But for real though, you gotta be in your heart space to be able to feel, to be able to even create music. You know, you don't think my boy Adora went through some shit in order for him to make this masterpiece right here? This masterpiece of an album called Love Me Now? You gotta be shitting me. Under the Lights? What? How more romantic could that even be? You see, we still tapped in 15 minutes in, so we gonna keep it the fuck rocking. And so, you know, shout out to Afrobeats, cause we here. We more connected than ever to our roots, to our future, because we know where we're going. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? We here with the present, focusing on our future, knowing that our future is just gonna come out better than how we ever planned it. Why? Cause we surrender and give it to the Most High. Just give it to God. Give it to the Holy Spirit. Like, why not? It'll change your life. I'll tell you that. And see, this is why all these little illusions and all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Projection of others. Because, yeah, there was a lot of that. Let's talk about projection, because I get a lot of that. Let's talk about projection, because I get a lot of that. I get a lot of that. I get a lot of that. Right, right, exactly. And I'm sure you feel that, you know what I'm saying, for yourself too. I'm sure you feel motherfuckers projecting. What's projecting, guys? Oh, it's when people, you come around certain people and they start feeling weird about you. They start, like, evil eyeing you and making you feel bad. And, like, oh, like, why are they shoes like that? Why they look like this? What? This person's trying to do what? Why? You know what I'm saying? Why can't I do it? And, what else? Trying to be little and all this shit. And, oh, here come this so-and-so. And, da-da-da. And then when you're in their face, you're just being that light, that divine vessel like you are, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shiny star. I almost let out the cardio. That's crazy. fire. Y'all heard it. That was fire. Anyways, shout out to my Dominicans, you know what I'm saying? We Tainos. And real, real, real indigenous. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck with us. And so as I was saying, damn, that was felt on a soul level. Like, that I just felt like my ancestors speaking through me, for me. Like, I don't know. Like, it's crazy. Like, because it's like, it's you gotta realize that you have angels around you, you have ancestors around you, and most importantly, you have the Holy Spirit, the Most High, whom, however you relate to the Most High, you have Source leading you to where you're going. So, it's like Source, we'll just say Source. Source, the Source, you and your divine spiritual team. You know what I'm saying? So my cosmic bro, my soul bro, I call it his A-team. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, like your spiritual team, like, you know, the people that in your family that have passed and stuff like that and crossed over, like, they're here. They're around us. And so, like, they fuck with us. They love us. They protect us. And so we should always be thankful and give them love, because beautiful people are around us. Dang, I just forgot to call my grandma, son. I just... that really just got me tight. Because it's like... I mean, I could call her in like an hour. Nah, like an hour is a little too early. I could call her in like 2 hours. You know what's funny? I just had that on my phone. I claim that only good things surround my grandmother and my family, you know what I'm saying? As well as my cosmic and some family, like, cosmic family for sure. And to the collective, because we just need good things. We have good things. Not that we don't need anything, actually. Except for protection, but we have protection. So it's more so coming from a place of knowing that you have everything that you need versus how you were trying to say it. So I just cover my grandmother, you know what I'm saying, and my cousin. I just cover them, and I just cover my family right now. I'm claiming only good things to happen. I return that energy to sender, because it's like, I'm going to embrace it as divine justice is, you know what I'm saying, around and that way, in that way. I'm just going to say that, because that right there, like that feeling, and that's really like why my grandmother called me earlier too, because it's the reminder of the divine goddess, the, you know what I'm saying, the mother, for me, mother, you know what I'm saying, like, women, womb, your womb, your sacred womb, where children come from, yeah, you're a woman, and so, as a woman, made in God's perfect image, you're either a god or a goddess, feel me, all like, while keeping the most high, ooh, all white, yeah, like, you have a celestial spirit, light body. So yeah, let me take a swig of water real quick, because it's like, it's so divine too, but I'm also feeling something else that is just like, I'm just trying to take it in as like, oh my god, I don't think y'all peed. It was just 22:22 a moment ago. What, that's crazy. I fuck with it, obviously. Yeah, I heard it. That's what I like too, like, that's how I know this is passion, cause oh. Oh, pardon me. Yo, what the heck? Yo, that's how I love that, because that right there just like beamed me up to where I'm like, it shifted my vibration in the highest form, and that's how I know I'm protected by my ancestors, because it's like, I was feeling something else, and I'm like, nah, I claim it to be a good, you know what I'm saying, situation, a good outcome, like, only good high vibrational vibrations. Like, you know, I meant to call my grandmother back, and I'll call her in a few, but I don't even know what the fuck. Like, I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Yahweh, lead the way. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Dave. Why that sounded like a DJ? That sounded like a real DJ just now. But shout out to my nigga Dave for real. For if I don't know which way to go now, just go to God. If I don't know which way to go now, just go to God. Hey. It's not easy, but I'm with all my might, we go there. I want you to stay all my life, I believe, yeah, you're fine. Yo, you hear how like the music is just playing? I've had like a certain, like I was just listening to what the Holy Spirit is speaking, you know what I'm saying? And like, I just ask for the Divine Mothers to be always protected and covered in a white bubble of protection. You know what I'm saying? So that the Divine Fathers, also covered in a white bubble of protection, can all prosper. Because what? The Divine Children, who are always covered in a white bubble of protection, on me, like, fuck out of here. And a whole bunch of us, actually. But let me not even get in that bag. But just to let you know, don't play with them. You know what I'm saying? We really got them. Like, yeah. God really, like, don't play. Like, he already don't play about us being his children. But he really don't play about the younger ones. You know what I'm saying? So, right. Real protective. Exactly. And so, I just want the Divine Mother, the Divine Father, and the Divine Children to prosper. Like, that's the Trinity after the Trinity. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was deep, y'all. And that, you know, the music is just, hey, 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 hey. I know I said I'm gonna play Chosen for y'all too, but give me a check. And that's just what it's been so far. Like, it's now the 15th, so you know what I'm saying? I'm still gonna, hey, it's a, what you call it? A long St. Valentino weekend. You know what I'm saying? It's a long, happy Valentino's Day weekend. Word. And you know what I'm saying? That's all received. That why? Because that's my cosmic family. So, that's my heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything happened to that person, like, it's quiet. So, if I'm resonating in love and God is speaking through me, of course, that's going to go to him. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, the fact that that was even said that day or whatever, which was, you know what I'm saying, yesterday, which, whatever, don't even, you know what I'm saying, where, honestly, I'm just being led right now. For real, I'm just letting the Holy Spirit lead me. Oh, I gotta drink some water. Pardon me, 1 second. You know, I gotta work on that, honestly. Let's talk about accountability, you know, because I'm very transparent on this podcast or whatever this audio may be, because, you know, I be sending it to my people. I be sending it to my friends, like, my soul family, like, yo, listen to this. And then I'll post it on the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Depending on how I'm feeling on the day that I send it to them or whatever, I'll post it. You know what I'm saying? I'll, you know, like, and then, 1 second. I speak life, love, happiness, divine protection into my water, and cosmic love. So it is. Okay. I That's crazy. Nothing is ever crazy though. But that, I'll be saying that. That's something that I'll be saying. Excuse me. Excuse me, confirmation. I don't mean to be, like, you know what I'm saying? It's about etiquette over here, but the Holy Spirit is using me as a vessel, so, like, you know? Shit gotta happen, so. And, you know, love is the vibration that got you here. Excuse me, that's confirmation as well. So, you know, you might notice that you might be talking about something very passionately, and then all of a sudden your nose starts running. You find yourself sniffling. And then you might burp, you might sneeze, you might feel like tingles in your body. You might hear something or think of something or visualize something, you know, or taste something. Or you might just know. So it comes in different forms. And pay attention to that. Pay attention to your body. That's the only place you have to call home before you return back home to God. You know what I'm saying? So be nice to your body. Be nice. Hey. But, you know, it's crazy because I was going to get into the deets about, shit that be going on with the rituals that they be doing. So, it's only Thursday. That's the crazy part. It's only Thursday. And they had 3 rituals this week. Did you know that? 32. Those that caught it, caught it. And if not, run it back. So, did you know that there was 3 rituals going on behind your back? And that they were using, because that was yo, it's like stuff going on behind the scenes that's like I'm just being present, so the silent pauses is like I'm just paying attention, you know what I'm saying? And also being receptive to what the Holy Spirit word 33:33 is speaking through me, because you know you have to be still sometimes. That's where you find peace within you. One of my cosmic family members was like, why are you scared of peace? And I was like, I'm not. But they saw something that I didn't at that time. And so looking back on that, like, they're right. You know? Because I'm just so used to doing so much that I don't really like to sit still. And that's kind of what it is with wanting to serve others and want to be there for others. Like, you just always want to serve and be there for people. And we need more of that. If you're one of those ones, like, pull up. Like, be that right now. Be that right now. You know? Because we need that. That we need that as far as a collective. What does the collective need? What does the world need to be a better place? That. So in terms of needing something, it should be collectively, or I mean individually. I really wouldn't say need. I would go off of knowing that you already have everything that you need. But as far as a collective, there still needs to be some motherfucking changes. Word to the seven that just popped up on my clock. So, be that right now. Be someone, 3535, be someone that wants to serve others. Or if you are that somebody, like Aaliyah says, you already know that you're moving in that. You already know that you're good. You always just 3553. Mirror numbers. On some reflector shit. Not even like 21. I mean 1221. But more so like. So the other day I had seen a number like 488. And then like. That right there lets me know that was confirmation on a like heavy trip, like soul level. Yo, that was so felt. What was I gonna say? So, yeah, be that. The Holy Spirit, fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? So, word, receive love, receive peace. Because that's what you get in return for, you know what I'm saying, serving the Most High and honoring yourself. You do that by honoring yourself and knowing that there is a being bigger than you, you know, that looks out for you, that makes sure you're good, that makes sure you're always protected. And it's important to always move in that, because God always wants us to be okay. Wow. Holy Spirit, I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful for just being present. Because being present around my brothers and sisters, like, that shit is fire. Word to Harlem, that shit is fire. Like, community, unity. Like, they don't like that shit, but we still doing that shit. More and more than ever. It's like my dream becomes a reality more and more about me being vindicated in front of those that didn't want me to be vindicated. Those that were wishing other things. Hey, alright, I'm gonna play Chosen to switch it up for like a little bit. See, I'm already channeling. That was that sneeze too, cause I felt it. You're fucking chosen. Pay attention. I'm trying to find this animal to be frozen. I'm not going to take me. What's it that you're gonna stop me? I'm on my way to be frozen. When I call my thoughts, I'm borrowed. Whoa, I got a screenshot this. One of my boy Chosen just fucking text me like, son, this shit is this is fire. Yo, my boy. Shout out to Cosmic Family. Yo, that's crazy. Oh. Yo. See, I love my cousin brothers. Like, I love my cousin brothers and sisters. Like, just that confirmation with the Chosen song, like. That shit fire. That's really like the Most High working, the Holy Spirit working. Like, can't even make it up. We might gotta rock out with this because I had no fucking choice. Woo!
I was chosen for this. I need my rolling to be frozen. I know I ain't going to the top.
Yo, that is so fire. Like, shout out to my family, yo. So, and that's okay. Still be that vessel. Still be that vessel if people don't want to be there for you, because you know, he has said Adora, by the way. Oh, Chosen, by the way. This song is called Chosen by Adora. Same artist. Abu-Rah. See, Afro Warrior on the Rise. You heard that? Like, that's really you. Like, hello, tap in. Tap the fuck in. Tap. No, let me stop. Ooh, I was about to go in for real. Yo, I just heard in my head, Padre Nuestro que estás en el cielo. Ooh! There is power in prayer, baby. Don't ever fucking get it mixed up. Shit. I might be as enlightened as I am, but I still keep it, you know what I'm saying? I still push P. Big prayer. Word. Like, all the time. And so, that's how you stay connected. That's how you stay connected to Source. Like, cause you know, like, people be like, oh, I pray to myself, this and that. Like, you can do that, I guess. Nah, don't guess. You can do that. But, pray to who created you, and everybody's like, oh, you're the creator of da 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 da. You are the creator of your reality. You know what I'm saying? Because of your actions and things of that nature. But God always has a better plan for you. Source always has a better plan for you. So it's like, why not God what God wants for you? 44:22. I guess we're running it up thrice. Because this is what? The third time, huh? Mm-hmm. 44:44. Oh my god. like, what? My mouth just even, like, you know what I'm saying? Did, like, some weird noise, but it's all good. But, you know, respect the 4-4 and the 4-4s. I keep hearing that song because I keep seeing 4-4 and then 4-4-4. Archangel Michael, I love that. Wow. I gotta, it's just, you know, the fact that Chosen hit me up, my soul bro, you know what I'm saying, my cosmic bro hit me up, and then Chosen is also playing, like, it can't get no more divine than that, and then the number 13, like, because I looked at it, I'm like, dang, I gotta play this song more, but it's perfectly aligned. And, you know, the album is called Glory Bound. So, pick that up, man. Look out. You know what I'm saying? Tap in. Yo, we are infinite beings. Like, then I look up and I'm seeing fireworks on my TV screen with the road looking just ever so clear and just so mapped out. I forgot to talk like this. Pardon me. I hope you heard me, but anyways, I gotta tap in, you know what I'm saying, with the spiritual realm. I actually plan on continuing this message a little later, because I feel like this is going to be an unfolding series of some sort, and just different ones as well, because there's a lot of unpacking that needs to be done. And so, you know, for those coming into enlightenment and things of that nature, like, you got to take this in doses. And you need to be able to, protect yourself from, you know, too much information at once, or, information from so many directions. Like, be clear, you know what I'm saying? Tap in with one source, the source, you know what I'm saying? The Most High just wants to give you everything and more. Like, you deserve it. Why the fuck not? You know, and then why would you turn such unlimited, infinite gifts from the universe? Don't do that to yourself. Don't rob yourself of having anything that you're meant to have. You're meant to have this. You're infinite. You're celestial. And this is why this is Synergy's clarity, because that's what I'm here for, to provide you clarity, to share clarity with you, to, you know, there's truth in clarity. There's clarity in truth. I, Synergy, am the one providing you the clarity through the Most High. And so, that's where Synergy's clarity comes from. And I prefer to do this in person, but I know that there's a lot of people that are going to be pulling up. Wow, that's crazy. I received that. In integrity, love, truth, you know what I'm saying? In divine flow only. And see, I had no fucking choice. I was chosen. Like, when you chosen, you just, it just is. Like, it comes with a responsibility, but it just is. And you gotta be careful, you gotta nurture that. So,
I just found out that there's more coming. So, you know, shout out to the Holy Spirit for that. Shout out to the divine vessels behind all that, because I feel y'all, I hear y'all. Word. I appreciate y'all, because, yeah, we're just, you know, keeping all of our flames lit. Shout out to my flame. Word. So, you know, three, Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Divine Father, Divine Mother, Divine Children, you know. I should call it Divine Mother, Divine Father, Divine Inheritance, because the meek shall inherit the earth. The first shall be last, and the last, which are we, shall be first. So rise. Chosen, never frozen, you hear me? Only if your wrists want to be, and your anklets want to be. You know what I'm saying? Your anklets. People don't be wearing anklets enough. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all remember the gold anklets and the silver? I never wore the silver one, but I'm divine like that. I like gold, baby. Like, my throne is golden. Feel me? Yeah, my Egyptian timeline. Definitely chosen. Definitely golden. You know? And that shield is still there, so it was just 5151, if you caught that. It's 717. Oh my God. I need my Rolly to be frozen. Like, if we live in divine and abundantly and in integrity, let's you know what I'm saying? Let's do it right, because as a divine feminine, it's important to cater to the vessel. You know what I'm saying? The vessel is your spirit, your truest self, because we have a body, right? And that's what we refer to as flesh. And we also refer to that as ego. And you know, it's like, you don't really get a lot with ego, because it's like, what's that? Like, sugar and, salt. That's not really what I wanted to say, but it's like, you get more bees with honey than you do with, and fill in the blank, because that's why I had said it like that. But because I wanted to push and be stubborn, right? Y'all saw it real hand, real time, first hand. Because I wanted to be stubborn, I said it that way. But yeah, you catch more flies with honey than you do with filling that blank. So be nice, be good. Afro dawns and dawns on the come up and the rise. Word. I'm gonna leave y'all with that, because I'm gonna continue this, but this is always like divine, you know. The piano is on here, it's crazy. I love the piano. Well, that's what's up. But it's crazy, because this, the number six is crazy. 17 is 8, which is infinity. Like, that's the infinity symbol. Three, we was just talking about three. Three comes in three, like, good things, abundant things. And then we mentioned the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So, then there's four. And four is, what are these numbers you're asking? These numbers are the amount of plays for this artist, Adora, that I'm listening to. And I'm just like, dang, that's crazy. 17, 30, which is 3. 17 would be 8 when you add them together. And then there's 4, which is what I consider my ancestral team. Anytime I see that number, like, I know what's on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know they got me. It's good. Like, and then we have Under the Lights, the song that I was playing in the first half of this podcast. Under the Lights. 5-5, 5-5. Yo, shout out to my cosmic sis, you know what I'm saying? Word, she lit. It's my rider right there, for real. It's my little wold. And then, as I was saying, so Under the Lights, the song that I was playing, has 41 plays. And it's like, dang, that just came out today, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of looking at the other tracks like, yo, I kind of want to give the other tracks just the same equal amount of love, because we going to keep it equal on this side. You know what I'm saying? Yin, yang, right? Balance, right? Word. But let me play that other song, The Northern Lights, so we could go out with that, because it's a cosmic vibration. Just to keep, you know, just to keep you feeling good, like, feel free to dance. Feel free to feel this. Feel free to embrace. And feel free to be open with your emotions and to know that you're safe. Music has a beautiful way of... Music has a beautiful way of just getting the message delivered. You feel me? Then, on top of that, you have... you have light within, so you're gonna know what to do when it comes to being creative. Yeah, you know, it's crazy because I kind of do gotta go. Like, I just felt that, like, I gotta finish this a little later, but those are basically just like key points that spirit wants me to mention so that I could later unpack that. So that's why they're coming in like that. Yo, this album is so divine though. It's like, this song is divine. I'm so grateful to my brothers and sisters that embrace me day in and day out, that fuck with me. I'm gonna leave it at this, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna close it out with this for until I continue doing it later. And then, you know, it'll be like a continuation. Shout out to my cosmic family that always looks out for me, always is there for me, always like wants the best for me. Like I want for them. Cause it's, you know, it hit different. You hear that? I know you heard that. I know you hear that. It's cool. That's the universe responding. That's God letting you know, like, yo, I hear you. And that, if I had kept talking, I don't know that you would have heard. I don't know that you would have heard that, so I turned it down so that you can, because I heard it. And so I just always want you to know that my messages always align with the universe. And if they don't, then ask me a question or two. You know what I'm saying? which I'm going to always keep it in integrity, but sometimes we might be dealing with something to where our messages may come off in a certain way, but as long as you resonate and vibrate from the frequency vibration of love and truth, you'll always have clarity in your messages. They'll be clear, because when you know something, you don't have to think about it. You just say it because you know it, or you just do it because you know it, or however it is that the action that's required is done. Because it's just the inner knowing. Like, your gut will always tell you what you need to do and what you don't need to do. So listen to that. Stop ignoring yourself. Stop ignoring the messages that the divine has for you. And so I was really about to go in with that, because that right there was just confirmation. Like, yeah, like, you know. But let me continue to shout out to my brothers, because that's why I had turned the music down. But I just wanted to let you know how real it is. You know what I'm saying? It's realer than real. It's real, real. Shout out to my cosmic soul brother. Real, real, too. So, I just want to thank y'all for listening. Wow. 1-1-11. Literally 11-11. Show me how divine it can get. Like, that's the reflection of that. You know, you ask a sign, you get your answer. So, shout out to my brothers and sisters that I tap in with day in and day out. Whether it be in person, whether it be online, whether it be on the phone, whether it be telepathically, whether it be however, honestly, in whatever way we may already communicate, I would want that you always listen to your first mind, which is the first thing you think of when you think of an answer, or when you ask for something and you receive something. Like, always ask, because questions are very important. And I'm just grateful, because I really, yo, this is crazy. I literally saw 2 hours on my thing, and I'm just like, what does that mean? Does that mean go meet you and have a staff meeting with you, God? Or does that mean make this session a 2-hour thing? You know what I'm saying? Because my soul family has been getting me prepped for all this, to where it's like an hour feels like half an hour. In terms of the vibration that it is. And you know, we was talking about how we was holding space during the super fucking hole. Like, that shit is just a fucking whack ass rabbit hole you don't ever want to go through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they harvest our energy. And what they do is they use, like, that excitement that people feel during football season. I mean, not football season, but the Super Bowl. Damn. I just got, like, that's a whole asshole move type energy from even just saying that. But shout out to us, the divine ones that kept that vibration up and we kept it high. And just held space for those that were watching. For those that were watching the Super Bowl and shit. See, I can't even call it what it is anymore, because at least not till next week. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to, y'all not using none of my energy. Y'all not using none of my energy. Feel me? Y'all not doing that. I don't know what you thought this was, but my energy divine, very divine, which is why I speak with so much conviction in my voice, because you gonna feel me, and if you don't, You're just a fucking bot. A robot. You're an AI, motherfucker. And, like, you ain't gonna have no feelings. So, the truth gonna always resonate. Feel me? Which is why my voice even sounds as such. Because my octaves, they change. And depending on the message, it's gonna be sad in a certain octave to where it'll cater to your soul. Because that's what soul family is about, right? It gotta resonate with the soul. Whoa, I just got like the biggest, beautifulest confirmation. Like, wow. Shout out to Yahweh. Word. Hold on one second. Word. I have my own, you know what I'm saying, visual of the Most High in my eyes, you know, because everything got, this is about you. Everything got to be catered to you. So, it's you versus you, your higher self versus your lower self. Once you've conquered your lower self, you can focus on the blessings, the blissful times. Feel me? That's where the blessings lie. So all praises to the Most High from whom all blessings flow. Feel me? I feel like I need to say that another time or two. All praises to the Most High, from whom all blessings flow. Now that's what you call the divine flow. Because I know you felt that. I could feel you feeling it already. Why? Because I'm feeling it. I'm telling you, it gotta be on a soul level. If it's not on a soul level, it's not gonna hit you like it's supposed to. It gotta come from love. It gotta be love. So, that right there lets you know, how it should be. It's crazy. It's a whole new day. Why am I even trying to sing so like early in the rising? Yo, divine rising to y'all. Beautiful. Oh shit. Think green, think clean. Ow, ow. Yo, shout out to the green, shout out to the green truck that just went by. Like, that's kind of crazy because, you know, I had to read it out loud. Never have I ever. We're gonna play a little game. Never have I ever gotten so hyped to see, like, a garbage can, like, pass by, but my soul received that as, cleaning up the community, keeping it very, you know what I'm saying, healthy and divine, because this is Mama Gaia speaking, like, you know what I'm saying, wanting that the earth is always taken care of, and if there's any plastic, throw that shit out. If y'all see any fucking needles from these fucking crackheads and all these fucking dope heads, no disrespect. No disrespect. Because I got, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect. I'm just you know, that's spirit speaking. That's not even me. The human in me was just like, yo, chill. But how could I ever tell the Most High to chill if I'm asking to be the vessel? You know what I'm saying? So don't take it personal on certain things that are said. Because that's just the Most High and Mama Gaia getting a message to you. You feel what I'm saying? And so, you know, Mama Gaia is a little happier because, you know, y'all been doing y'all little one, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna call it a big one yet, but y'all been doing y'all little one. I've been paying attention. Y'all been switching it up and shit, keeping it healthy, wealthy. You know what I'm saying? So that the health can stay very lengthy. You know what I'm saying? Your lifeline type shit. Feel me? Catch my drift? Heard? Okay, cool. You know? So it's no surprise I'm speaking on us and thanking my soul family and just, excuse me, confirmation. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, actually. The human in me is sorry, but the spirit is not. And so that's what you hear is just me trying to keep the etiquette. But it's like, if I'm just going to be led by the Most High, y'all just going to have to hear me. And, you know, I know that some of y'all may not be all the way used to that. Y'all have gotten a little taste of it. But the way the Holy Spirit is trying to come through me, you know what I'm saying, speak through me, like, yeah, like, y'all gonna feel it, because that's your creator speaking to you. You know what I'm saying? Who knows you better than you know yourself? Who knows you? Who knows you like yourself, like the Most High, is what I want to say. But on an individual level, no one knows you like you, and you're the one that's going to resonate with that. So that's why that message was even just said like that, because it needed to be embraced from both perspectives. On a personal level, knowing that, and then on a spiritual level, the Most High is speaking to you. You got to be receptive to your creator and submissive and in a surrender, in a surrendering position to be receptive, you know. So there was a green garbage truck or whatever, and that's very healthy. That's like very earthy. That's heart from Captain Planet, feel me? And that's earth too. So it's interesting, because it's like the older I get, or the more wiser I get, rather, I just get wiser, I don't get older, like, real talk, like, so, and I'm claiming that for y'all, like, let's stay young. Look at that, 111, look at the timer, y'all, 111, that's an angel number, that's confirmation from your angels letting you know, from the Most High directly letting you know at that. Because some people be like, oh, your angels, why are you supposed to go to God? Yo, leave that alone. Get into the spirit. Get into your celestial body. Your light. Stop letting little stuff like that bother you. Because a message is going to be a message. You know what I'm saying? So, that was for somebody, because it's like, stop. Like, the Holy Spirit don't want to hear that. The Holy Spirit gonna give it to you in any which form that it comes. And so stop limiting God. Stop limiting God. Don't ask for something, and then when you get it, you feel away or you want to talk shit. That's not taking full accountability. How can you tap into your cape, right? Superhero cape, right? Because we superheroes in this motherfucker, for real, when you really think about how divine we really are. So think about your cape, your superhero cape abilities, right? The abilities, the gifts that God gives you to one discern, to one to see, to one to hear. So 111 again. See how, oh my God, I love you. Damn, that was fire. I'll do that shit again. Yo, the Most High just let you know, like, through me. Literally 111 in the message after seeing the timer, like, letting you know again, like, try that shit again. Try questioning angel numbers again. Try questioning your synchronicities again. The Most High Spirit has a message for you. And then also, in that same breath, let your spirit receive that. See how fast that was trying to be said? My brain had to, like, you know what I'm saying, compute that for a second. Or, like, make it make sense for a second. Because now it's like it's just coming out. You know what I'm saying? It's just being said. But yeah, you're really divine, and stop questioning God, stop limiting God, and like the fact that it was 111 when I'm talking about health consciousness, not only just universal consciousness, but being health conscious, being conscious, aka being aware about your health. Shout out to my God brother, I love you Kev, thinking about you. It's about to be Pisces season, you and your sister about to be lit. So yeah, it's about being health conscious, y'all. Like, it's okay to take a step by step. It's okay to just work on one thing. It's okay to just drink an extra bottle of water. You know what I'm saying? Or it's okay to fast for 15 extra minutes. Because, you know, I don't want to push y'all too hard. Like, but if you could fast for hours at a time, which is what the Holy Spirit is trying to get you to be. You know what I'm saying? To lead to. I said that like that because the clarity in that is, the Holy Spirit just wants you to be God-like, and God is like. Notice how in God is, you hear God is. So people that don't want to embrace their royalty, you're missing out, because to be called a goddess lets people know that God is within you. When you call someone God with the respect and knowing that there's a Most High source, knowing that you're calling them God, is, you know what I'm saying, is really because you see the God in them, you see the Most High in them. I just had to unpack that for some of y'all, because we really moving out here a little reckless, and I don't like that for the collective. I don't like that for us. How can you ever feel like royalty if you're not even embracing the royalness within you? The royalty within you. You're divine as fuck. Be that. Embrace that. So I feel like Spirit may be wanting me to do this a little longer, because we still going. And shout out to my boy Chosen. He always say that. Every time I say that out loud, like, I always think about him. We just gonna keep it going. Let's keep it going, y'all. That's fire as fuck. God is just so good with aligning me with all that I need to just prosper and be divine. Wow. I don't want to do too much. You know what I'm saying? This is the not doing too much timeline. So I know that you're going to have some type of gems, a few good gems to pick out of this audio. And yeah, just take some notes if you feel called to. You know what I'm saying? If you think of certain things while you're listening to this, jot it down. And then come back to it, and then brainstorm and just keep writing. You know, see how far those thoughts and those memories that come to you while you're hearing this expands. Be creative with it. How could you be a better person? How could you be a better person for the collective? See, I just saw 4-4 again. 7-4-4. It's crazy. Yeah, shout out to my brothers, my sisters, my cosmic family that always look out for me. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And this is really us, though. We really them ones. So this is for us. I'ma just close it out with this. This time forever. I was lost, now I'm found. Hey, this is also Adora, A-D-U-R-A-H, the one. Rise up, chosen ones. It's our time. More than ever before. Shout out to us, man. We them ones. We them chosen ones. Y'all be well, man. Love y'all. 1, 2, 3 can't make that up. Later, y'all.